Funky dope. Funky dope. Dun, da, da, da. William!
That's how we can introduce all the books from now on.
I think so. I think that's
Wild cool. Dark Shore!
James! hi, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Amanda.
And welcome to Litty Titty Book Club,
where we read,
review,
and rant a little
about books twice a month.
Ish. We'll see. We're doing pretty good right now. I think proud so. Of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this last book was pretty easy to read.
It was an easy one. It was a shorty.
Yeah.
This one is William by Mason Coyle.
Yep.
And it's a little bit on the scary side. Yeah.
She freaky deaky. Yep. So this is a robot horror, essentially.
Yeah.
We have Henry, an agoraphobic recluse robotics engineer. Say that 10 times fast. creates a robot he calls William. The science fiction horror noir asks the question of what happens when AI goes awry.
Ah, yes.
What a beautifully crafted sentence I made.
It's like a poem.
It is. Do you want to talk about Mason?
Yeah, so Mason Coyle, he's an author, also known as Andrew Piper. So Mason Coyle is a pseudonym.
Yep.
Canadian author, and Piper chose this name for works that tend to be shorter, twistier, with more overt sci-fi horror elements.
Yeah, and William's actually being turned into a movie through Aperture Entertainment. And this entertainment group has optioned the rights for William, but they're also producing several Grady Hendrix books, which I love Grady Hendrix, like Ankle Snatcher, How to Sell a Haunted House, Horror Store, and Final Girl Support Group with Charlize Theron producing, and that's going to be a series.
I love her.
At HBO Max.
Yeah. And HBO always slaps.
Yeah, so it's big time horror movie entertainment company.
Also, Ankle Snatcher just makes me, like, just saying it makes me scared.
Right?
Yeah.
Lift your feet up. Get in bed.
Snatch my ankles.
I love Grady Hendrix, so I'm like very excited about this. He did My Best Friend's Exorcism.
Yep.
The book was amazing. The show, it was fine. Yeah, really, really good writer. And so, you know.
Kind of in line with this same story.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. So what are your first impressions about this book?
About William? So initially, I was hoping this one was going to be capital S scary, but I think it was more like lowercase s scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like getting your head scared.
Yeah, getting your head. And I mean, the premise of AI taking over is definitely not new. Shout out the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode with Pierce Brosnan as the AI controlled house.
Oh my God. Throwback.
Throwback. So yeah, like kind of similar thing happens in that episode, which love the Simpsons.
Yeah.
But there were a couple crazy scenes that did get me. And as someone who has been too scared to use ChatGPT, I know that I can be spooked by a little AI situation.
Totally.
I mean, like, it's maybe because I watched Terminator so many times as a kid. And I could just, like...
I've never seen Terminator.
Stop! Sorry, everyone. We're going to shut it down right now. And Amanda is going to watch
off.
Terminator. Friends off. Yeah. I mean, there's still time. There's still hope.
Oh, God.
It's so good. Especially T2. That's, like, the one where the second one is actually better than the first.
Oh, really?
It's an instance where it is, yeah.
Okay, tangent. I do love robot horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? iRobot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Will Smith.
Will Smith,
that was a good one. What was the one with Robin Williams where he becomes a man? He's a robot man. Do you remember?
Know.
No?
No.
Bicentennial Man.
Oh.
Did you ever watch that?
No, I didn't. I mean, you have to watch Terminator.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's like 90s. It's a cult classic.
I know. I do love Arnold.
Yes. And you love Arnold. Yeah.
Exactly. You gotta.
Yeah. So overall, though, for me, this one was, it's such a shorty that I wasn't wowed by the storyline or the characters, but I still enjoyed it.
I'm the opposite.
Maybe 6 out of 10 for me.
Get real.
We swapped this episode, last episode.
I really like this. I read this book in 2 days.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's short.
She's short. So everyone, before we dive in and we have any kind of spoilers.
Because it's going to be spoiler heavy.
There'll be spoilers. So just go ahead and read it because it is quite short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the book if you want to borrow it.
Yeah. DM us.
Just hit me up. I'll mail it out to you.
Yeah.
I really love this book. It was very short. I loved the short chapters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just, it just kept you going, and you're just like, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? And it was pretty freaky for me. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think it was like a, I think I gave it 4 stars on Goodreads, 4 to okay. 5. Yeah. I really liked it. I think it was like 8 out of 10 yeah. if we're doing the 10 route.
Yeah. I'll meet you at a 7.
Fine.
6.5.
I just read this one. Yeah. I don't know. Same. I think the audiobook would be very short.
Yeah, it'd be quite short. I also read it very quick. And it was a page turner. So it's not like I had trouble with it not being interesting. It definitely was a page turner.
It did feel like a short story, though. You're right.
It did feel like a short story.
And even though it was like 270 pages.
Yeah, I wasn't floored by it.
It wasn't revolutionary. Yeah. We'll say. Yeah. But it was a good horror story.
It was, especially relevant to, you know, the day and age that we're in right now.
Totally. Yeah. William's creepy as fuck.
Yeah. And God.
The way he described him.
Yeah. Yikes.
No, I don't, bueno.
That was so writing, if we're jumping into that.
Yes.
Some of the descriptions were.
So good.
So good. Where it was so very visual and it added to the creepiness.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It's like rubbery robot. Just like.
Oh, God. With the bulging eyes. Because he has no eyelids. Get out of here. And only a torso.
Drags himself along.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
He's AI, but he's his own little person.
Yeah.
And Henry is just freaked out by him. Henry's the guy who made him. Yeah. Let's jump into characters now that we're here.
Here we go.
So we got Henry. He's a reclusive Roblox engineer, agoraphobic creator of William.
We got Lily, Henry's wife, pregnant, and a central figure in William's obsession.
And Henry's obsession.
And Henry. Oh, he's absolutely obsessed with her.
Totally.
Yeah.
William, so he's this half-formed robot AI thing who Henry made. It just feels like he keeps getting smarter and smarter.
Yeah. He's locked up in a lab.
Yeah.
And Henry locks him in there because he's afraid he'll get out.
Yeah.
And every time Henry goes back in there, it's like William has acquired new skills.
Yeah.
And just gets smarter after like a couple hours. And
yeah.
Like,
well, he has access to all of the internet.
He has a laptop.
He is a laptop.
And he loves classic rock.
Oh, right. That was like, so funny.
That was kind of funny.
And also Henry gives him books to read, right?
Yeah. And he'll read them in like 2 days. Yeah.
Like, he's like, I gave you that last night and you're done. Yeah, dude, yeah. What else?
I read it twice.
I don't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm robot.
It's boring in here.
And we have Davis, who is a guest, a friend of Lily's. And he's kind of like the main driver for the tension and all the stuff 100%. That happens in the house, right?
Yeah. Paige, she's the other guest, described as more confrontational, whose presence contributes to the story's psychological conflict.
I would agree, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely pushes buttons.
She pushes buttons.
And she's like.
And I think she would be me in a horror movie.
Probably.
Yeah. Right? You're like, this is going to be such a fun story to tell later, but also I'm going to shit my pants right now.
I'm terrified, yeah.
Oh, man. I was going to jump ahead and be like, the way she died.
Same. I was literally going to jump into that too, but just, yeah, that's.
Also, we have some minor characters. Not really characters. They're kind of like just there.
Robodog is a character.
Yeah, okay, sure, fair.
So we've got Robodog.
With the weird fur.
Patchy fur.
It moves like a dog. It's just like creepy. Like it.
Yeah.
And then we have
this guy.
The little magician.
Yeah, which like, I don't know what he contributes to the story.
But he's so creepy.
He's so creepy. And he like, is it? Okay, he rides on a little tricycle.
A tricycle, and he has a hand, and he lifts his hat up and down.
Yeah.
And I just pictured the little saw doll. But yes. Like mini form. Yeah. Because I think this is a very tiny robot.
Yeah. He sounds small. Mm-hmm. He'll do things that don't seem necessary, but you're like, well, here's the magician again.
Just running around in circles.
The little magician. I imagine like a squeaky wheel.
Oh, like totally.
He comes in down the hallway. You're like, yeah. And then it's the little magician.
Lifting his hat up. Who, like, Lily meets for the first time. She's like, what the fuck is that?
And it, like, gets out of the lab and she's, it's getting out. Put it back. Yeah. She wants it away.
Get it.
Put it away.
Which, fair.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't want it biking around the house.
No.
No.
So Henry and Lily live in this crazy,
beautiful
Victorian home.
But
it's super AI enhanced.
Yes. To the point where that's what kind of threw me, where I'm like, did that need to be AI controlled?
I think so.
A shower door?
Okay, like, not that far. But you have to remember, Lily's also a robotics engineer.
That's true.
So she's, like, obsessed with this stuff, right?
So it's, like, literally everything. You're, like, close the shower door. Mm-hmm. You know, open the windows.
Yeah.
Turn the heat to this.
Open door.
Yeah.
Turn on light.
The whole house. Yeah. Even though the exterior is, you know, historical, Victorian.
Yeah, it has these AI elements that are seemingly unnecessary, but when you think about their characters, you're like, oh, this makes sense.
I guess so. Yeah.
We'll just dive into the plot here. Henry, Lily, and William make three. So Henry has essentially isolated himself in his weird attic lab, creating all these different types of robot AI things that have some sort of consciousness, it seems. Lily hasn't seen William, but she kind of sees that Henry has this reservation about him, or he's scared of him in some way. The story opens with Lily basically comforting Henry, saying, what happened? Like, you had another bad dream?
Yeah. Right? About William.
Yeah, exactly. Like. Yeah. So in addition to his, like, mad agoraphobia he's got, you get the sense that him and Lily are separated, or they're not sleeping together in the same room. So he's dealing with that. She's also pregnant. Lily seems very put off by Henry and, like, doesn't even want to. She's like, ugh, don't touch me.
Yeah.
And so you're like, this dude put a baby in you, and you're just like, get the fuck away from me.
Right? If there seems to be no romance between them.
No, so you open up with a lot of tension.
And he's the opposite. He's so obsessed with her.
Totally.
Like, she'll look at him for a second longer than expected, and he's like, is she...
Does she love me again?
Yeah, is this...
Oh my God, are we gonna kiss?
Our hands grazed, and I think she might be feeling feelings for me right now.
Which made me want to vomit, I know. Honestly. Like,
God damn, Henry. Like, pull yourself together.
Get over it. Be a man.
Yeah. I mean, could he just, like, get sadder and sadder? Poor Henry.
It was slightly annoying.
Yeah.
So then the next thing that happens is we have these guests that come to the house.
Yeah, enter guests. So then we get to meet Davis and Paige, who are Lily's coworkers and friends. You don't really know if they work together. I think it's kind of mentioned that they do. That's what I assumed.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, so Henry's a little weird and distant, and then he decides to show them William in, like, a last-ditch attempt to garner some affection from Lily.
He goes downstairs and he hears Davis's voice. He's like, I know he's going to be handsome. I'm so mad.
Yeah. So Davis has a handsome voice.
Yeah. And he goes downstairs and he's like, oh, he is handsome.
I was right. He is handsome.
And then you see Lily and Davis go into the kitchen and you think something's going on. You get the feeling. And so does Henry.
Physically, they touch probably more than Henry and Lily have in
years. Totally. And she seems more comfortable with Davis. And you're just like, oh, affair. So then he's like, you guys, I'm going to show you William. Because he's so awkward.
He's so awkward and so abrasive. He's like, I know, I'll show them William.
Yeah. But then you get that weird comment from Paige. Oh my God, he's so handsome.
Yeah.
You're like, that was weird. Paige is a weirdo. Yeah. And I love her.
What does she want?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is she trying to get with Henry?
If Paige hadn't been there, it wouldn't have been as interesting. Paige definitely was an element that we needed.
I think so, yes. Yeah. It was a very good idea to have her there. They go upstairs, meet William. And they're all just like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
So they're freaked out. And then William's like, I'll be on my best behavior.
I'll be an angel.
Totally. And then he is for 2 seconds. And then it just is chaos.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Shit hits the fan.
Yeah. So then an arm grabs Lily that's not attached to anything, which immediately is
loose robotic arm,
which is freaky.
So she needs first aid.
Oh,
because the arm grabs her so hard, I'm pretty sure that she gets a cut or something from it.
Yeah.
Paige takes her outside because she needs the first aid kit from her car.
Yeah.
And then it's just Henry, Davis, and William up in the lab.
Right.
And then chaos. The power goes out.
Yeah.
And then that's when the chaos goes. And then Davis essentially goes missing. Mm-hmm. And that's the duration of the book.
Yeah.
Is where the fuck is Davis?
Paige and Lily come back in. And then the house goes into kind of lockdown.
The house starts, like, messing with them where they're locked out. They can't get in the front door. And Paige is like, well, don't you have a key? And Lily's like,
yeah, it's inside the house.
Yeah, but it's inside the house. And it usually listens to me. But right now it's not. And it's just sort of like... That's when Pierce Brosnan happens.
Yeah. Dude, I would never have an AI house like that.
No.
To that extent.
Hell no. Yeah. No. I do like Alexa or whatever, like Google, yeah. That's fine.
Turn my lights on, thanks.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Shut the Christmas tree down.
I don't need you to control the temperature of my shower.
No, that was, yeah.
Even with cars now, all of the electronics in the car, like you see these cars with these huge iPads.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens if your little iPad breaks and then you can't turn the heat up or down in your car or like turn your car on?
Right.
It's wild, actually.
Yeah. And we don't need, like, that much, you know, autonomous robotics in our lives.
I don't think so.
No.
I think I'm good.
I feel my age just starting to creep up on me. If I was 17, I'd be like, oh, I use ChatGPT for everything. But me, you know, I'm like, what if
it learns all my stuff?
What if it, like, yeah, starts giving away all my information to people?
The internet is a scary place.
You never know.
Right?
Yeah. So.
I really liked the writing style.
I did.
I liked the tone of the book. Everything was really well done. I could picture their house. Like, yep. The setting was good, yes. Right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And the house is obviously its own character.
Totally.
In this story. Because, you know, it seems like it got confusing a little bit because of, you know, Henry's physical being. It seemed like it kind of, like, went into other robotics throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of
Henry,
like,
or William?
William, sorry, yeah. AI intelligence. It seemed like it was sort of controlling everything.
And then you have that creepy part where William's talking about, oh, there's like this demonic thing who likes my body and it just came into me. And I'm like, what?
I know, I thought it was going paranormal for a second there.
So did I.
So that was sort of thought-provoking. Is that actually happening? Is this like a horror where it's paranormal? Or is this just that the AI has started to understand supernatural
themes. And like trying to get into their heads.
Yeah, and it's made up this story about supernatural because it, you know, has knowledge on it now.
Instead
of it actually being. So it was sort of like
It could go either way. Because at the end of the book, you're like, what just happened?
Right.
And I was like, kind of confused by the ending.
Whether or not it was a real demon or not, like, mm-hmm. William still acted like a demon, so.
Totally. So my favorite quote from the book is Henry saying, I don't believe in the supernatural. And William saying, but you're my creator, and what's natural about me? Oh, damn. Ooh,
right? I know, there's nothing natural about William.
No.
Yeah. When I think of supernatural, I think more of paranormal.
Yeah, okay. That's
side
fair.
Of things.
Yeah, like the occult and the witches and ghosties.
Yeah, ghosties.
Totally.
Yeah.
So all this shit goes down. There's some gruesome ass deaths.
Yeah.
Robo-dog's creepy running around.
Yeah.
Little magician guy. It almost kind of seems like the dog and the magician are trying to help Henry.
A little bit, but then they have a hard time with responses.
Well, yeah, because they're basic robots, right?
And they're not going to respond to Lily.
No. Like,
I'm pretty sure it's just...
Well, there was that one scene with the dog and Lily.
Yeah.
In the basement, which was creepy. I don't like basements to begin with.
Oh, no. And it sounded like... And she used the word, I'm pretty sure, cellar. Like, it was like... Right? As soon as you have the word cellar in a description, you're like... Get me out.
Right?
Yeah.
Cement everywhere.
Cement everywhere.
Wooden
beams. Yeah, maybe even like a little bit of an unfinished floor.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, scary as hell.
Yes.
But it sounded like their laundry was down there. Because she said the word laundry.
Which is weird,
And I'm like, no. If I lived in an AI house, like, my laundry would be on the main floor doing itself.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a weird part of the book. You just have this, like, old-ass laundry downstairs.
Yeah, no one's going down there to do their laundry.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Did you overall like the book? Are you recommending it to people?
I am recommending it. Yes. It's not a long one. So honestly, whether or not it's your favorite book ever or it's just enjoyable, this one's sort of the length where you can enjoy it for the style that it is. So like, I'd recommend it to anyone who wants a spooky moment or watches a scary Netflix miniseries like The Watcher, like those kind of similar vibes.
Anyone who is interested in AI or even doesn't like AI.
Yeah.
I think this is a really cool book.
Yeah.
And it's like short enough and it just like dives right into the essence of what AI is, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to spoil the ending?
I was just going to say the same thing to you. Amanda and I are on the same wavelength today.
Same brain.
Yeah, same brain. We shared one today. Okay, so the twist saved the book for me because it would have felt a little bit too linear, a little bit too, you know, like...
Too easy.
Too easy.
Yeah.
But then the twist, you know, get amped it up to 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Because of the twist. Because,
all right, fair.
I loved it.
I didn't see it coming at all.
I absolutely didn't. And usually with like these thriller books or a lot of these stories that we read, it's like, I can kind of call these things.
Yeah.
Where it's the same sort of direction that happens in other books. But this one was, it threw me.
It did.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say it.
Okay, she's doing it.
So you find out that Henry's actually a robot created by Lily.
Yeah, I love that.
And Davis is actually Lily's husband.
Legitimate husband. This house is not their residence. This is Lily's lab.
Which explains the lockdowns and everything, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. It explains a lot.
Explains why there's laundry in the basement that yes. they don't need.
Because no one's exactly. No one's actually do. Lily has a real house that
we
she does laundry.
We solved the mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah. We answered our own question.
We talked a bunch of smack, and then now it's like, well, obviously.
Duh.
Yeah. The house is her lab. It's not her real house.
So that explains why Lily is not there sleeping with Henry.
Yeah, she just like puts him to sleep and then leaves the house. It explains why he's so damn weird.
Yes.
And he's not actually agoraphobic. Dun, dun, dun.
It's just a lockout mechanism, basically. It's,
yeah, he'll self-destruct or shut down or whatever if he leaves the residence
yeah.
because he's a robot.
Yeah, so yeah. when he goes outside, he feels like physically ill.
Yeah.
Because his systems are shutting down.
Yeah. No, this was so cool, actually. I love that bit. Everything rings true where Henry's the creator of William. So he basically became such a smart AI being that he was able to create his own AI.
Which impressed the hell out of Lily.
Yes.
And that's, I think, why she kept the charade going.
And she wanted to see just how far it was going, mm-hmm. it, you know, as someone who's, you know, into engineering and robotics and the experiment side of it all. Like she was getting so much new information
totally.
From all of this. And then it also explains why Paige was like, wow, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's literally her being like, good job, Lily. You made Henry.
Like, which like segues yeah. into like kind of like an Annie bot.
I was gonna say,
right?
Our book club read last year, Annie bot.
So good.
Which was so good. It was a little more like they're both autonomous robots with their own agenda, except we were team Annie. Like, because her owner, if you want to call him that, he was an asshole.
Super
dumb. But we're not Team William.
No.
No. But maybe
William's
Team Henry?
Creepy.
No, well, William's fucked up.
Team Henry for sure.
The thing with Anniebot and then even with Henry now is that we got a chance to be in the perspective of those characters that we cared about them mm-hmm. and their feelings.
Yes.
Even though they're robots.
I thought Henry was so sweet, actually.
Yeah.
Even if he was a little desperate.
He needed, like, a different wife.
Totally. But he needed a robot wife.
He needed a robot wife. Yeah. That's what she needs to do. The little chip thing. Give him his own wife. Except Henry stays. William takes off or something. No, Henry takes off, but
Henry
as
takes off
William.
As William. That's
as
why
William.
I couldn't figure it out because yeah. Henry had shut down William, ripped out mm-hmm. his battery.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe William's AI just transferred into the house or it was already in the house.
That's what it seems like. Yeah.
So it could get into Henry because Henry's a robot.
Yeah.
Right? So mm-hmm. then the story ends and frickin' William's just running down the road and be like, I'll come back for you.
And he locks Lily inside.
A pregnant Lily.
And she's like, there's dead bodies in here, which is even scarier
yeah.
like, than being locked in a house. Well, it's all scary. It's all just,
Yeah, it was very creepy. But that's what I was confused about at the end. Wait, is Henry still in his body with William?
Mm-hmm. Or is it all William?
I think it's both of them because William does say, Henry wants a family, so I'll come back for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah. He seems to kind of care about Henry.
A little bit because he's his creator, right?
Yes.
And he does call him brother throughout.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Henry's like,
I'm not your brother.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So that would have been a little giveaway.
The nursery scenes, by the way.
So creepy.
And that was so like confusing for me, though, too, because people kept seeing William. And he's got legs now that he didn't have before.
But
and you're like,
they were seeing him through monitors. Or
yes.
she saw him through her weird glasses,
yes.
her meta glasses.
Exactly.
So I think it was just him projecting shit to them.
Yes, I think so.
But
which
still,
is,
like
yeah.
the doll
AI
moving.
Can do that. Yeah, the doll.
How did the doll move? Was it another creation from Henry? Because he said he did make it look like Lily.
Yeah, he created it. Yeah.
Yep. There we go. Answered our own question again.
Yeah. It's robotic.
It's just robot house.
Yeah, robot house. where everything just takes a turn.
Yeah. But it was really, really, really good. I liked it.
Yeah. I'm liking it more the now more that we talk about it. Yeah.
Fair.
See? Yeah. And that happens. That happens when you discuss a book. You're like, okay, yes, I like that part. Right? I like
the laundry really just did it in for you.
Yeah.
took a point off of the marking.
Yeah. Why is there laundry in that cellar?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it. It was just such a short book.
This is kind of like a little scary mini-sode. Mm. Definitely read it.
Next month, what are we reading? Wayward.
We are reading Wayward, so we're sticking with sort of that spooky Halloween vibe. This one's kind of witchy.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And we're excited to dive into it. Our book club is also reading this one, so highly recommend any listeners pick it up as well.
Our book club, you better read this book.
Oh, yeah. Book club is, you know, no excuses.
All right. Well, don't forget to follow, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts.
Find us on Instagram @LittyTittyBookClub.
Thank you for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.